Richie, sad news last week that Eddie Davis passed away at the great age of 96. Eddie was a real soccer man.
He was, absolutely no doubt about that, quite extraordinary man, a hugely talented man, great football man, and he had massive connections in the football game. He was arguably, I don't know, one of the great football men from the Northwest here. He'd been a very good player, and then of course he became an agent and a scout. He was involved in many, many other things, Kenny.
Richie, it's hard to imagine back in the day in those times, but he was playing football, I was reading, at 14 years of age, and he basically travelled the length and breadth of the country, which couldn't have been easy back in those days.
That's right. I was looking up some stuff in Frank Curran's book about Derry City. Derry City is an Irish league club, and Eddie Davis went to Southend United as a 17-year-old. That was in 1938, and he was a first-team regular at Southend United. But then, of course, the war came, and obviously he came back to Ireland when the war started. And when he came back to Ireland, he played with Distillery and Cole Rain. And he made his Derry City debut when he'd come back to Ireland during the war, January 1944, against the great Belfast Celtic. So he was a pretty decent player and a crunch player, Kenny, at Derry City. I mean, I was looking some stuff again, and I was reading Frank Curran's book, and he said that Eddie Davis had two good feet and was dangerous in the air, and he said that he rated him and Dan O'Feeney as the two best Derry players never to get an international cap. So, I mean, it looks like he was a pretty top player. There's a story I saw about him. He was playing, Glenn Torren were playing Derry City at the Brandywell, and a Middlesbrough scout arrived to watch Eddie Davis play. And when the Derry directors heard of their visit, that they were on the ground, they instructed manager Willie Ross to leave Eddie out of the team because the Middlesbrough apparently wanted Eddie to play a major part in, or Derry City, sorry, wanted Eddie to play a major part in rebuilding the club the following season. And they felt it would be a good thing if Middlesbrough didn't see him play, because they felt if Middlesbrough saw him play, obviously they would try to sign him. And so they tried to hang on to him by leaving him out of the match. And the ploy misfired in some ways. He was left out of the match, but he left Derry at the end of that season. He was obviously upset that his opportunities of going to England or having Middlesbrough see him play had been destroyed, you know, by that decision of the directors. But it tells you about his skill, doesn't it, Kenny?
That's it. It's all great, the stories, Richie. You know, and it's not like nowadays. You can go onto YouTube. Somebody might bet a match or a Facebook and upload. You can see a player doing this or doing that. In those days, there was a lot of travelling to go and see a player. So it was a big commitment for a club to come and see a fella that had potential.
I think there's absolutely no doubt about that, and I imagine you're right. I mean, people wouldn't have come unless he had ability. I can't remember the exact score, but I'm pretty certain a Northwest Senior Cup final, Eddie, when Derry City beat Coleraine, I think, or maybe the other way around, because Eddie played for Coleraine as well, but Eddie scored all 9 goals in that final. He was a centre-forward. He's very good in there. And do you know where would have played a lot as well?
He scored the 9 for Derry, I think, against Coleraine, Richie.
That's right. I think it was for Derry against Coleraine. That's correct. He got 9 goals in the North West Cup final. But, you know, in the Summer Cups, I mean, as you well know, in the Summer Cups here in the North West, which were an unusual phenomenon in this part of in this part of Ireland, and of course he would have been, he'd been well known across the North West playing in the summer tournaments, because he tended to senior players in those days, of course, tended also to play in the Summer Cups. So he would have played across the North West. But I mean, I knew Eddie Davis myself particularly well. I never saw him play, because obviously, but I knew him particularly well. Fantastic football man, a very generous man, and a guy that put, in later years, put a lot of work into football, as you know, as a scout.
Yeah, and some of the stuff that you read about him, he played with Cork and Limerick too, I think, some of them teams, so he'd done a lot of travelling about Ireland. But I was reading that One of his highlights when he did become a scout was Jimmy Murphy, who was assistant to Sir Matt, approached him to help rebuild the Manchester United side after that Munich air disaster. So he was well known in the scouting fields as well.
I think he was. I mean, I know people who knew Eddie particularly well, and he obviously was on first name terms with Matt Busby, who was rebuilding Manchester United. And I think that story you say is pretty accurate, because Manchester United, Matt Busby made contact with Eddie Davis after the Munich air disaster when he was trying to rebuild the side, and he knew Busby particularly well. So he was, and of course he sent players to Manchester United, so he was an agent. But he was, his work in football. Many young people of that time, when Eddie was a scout in the Northwest, Kenny, they got an opportunity to go to clubs in England because of Eddie's influence. And I mean, over his lifetime, he worked for quite a few clubs, and I know of quite a lot of players who went to try English football. Some succeeded, some didn't. And for instance, he took John Crossan, Jobby Crossan, who was later to play for Captain Man City and play for Sunderland, but he took him to Notts Forest, but no deal was concluded there. Frank Harvey, for instance, and Mickey McGuinness, the late Mickey McGuinness, both went to West Ham. They were sent there by Eddie. The late Fred McKinney went to Southend United. Daniel Nash was signed by Sheffield United. Eddie also represented Leeds United, and as I said to you earlier, he represented Manchester United. He sent players to Middlesbrough. I mean, Eddie had fantastic contacts in the game. He really was a fantastic football man, and as I was saying to you, Kenny, a lot of people got an opportunity, a lot of young men who could play, like those people I'm talking to you about, Frank Harvey, Mickey McGuinness. There was a brother of Eddie Nash, the Derry City winger, Daniel Nash, who went to Sheffield United. All these players were given the opportunity to sample football in England because of Eddie.
Yes, like Eddie was, if you heard of Eddie going to games and going to watch people years ago, you always knew that there was somebody. Bradford City, I think, was one of his clubs as well.
That's right.
Blackpool,
and
there was numerous, but he was a very, he seemed to be a very easygoing kind of a man. And it's God rest him, he didn't have to die for people to appreciate him. He was obviously well thought of when he was still going to look at matches and stuff.
He was, and I mean, he continued to do that for years and years and years, right up until not until more recent times. I mean, I remember when I was managing, after I left Finn Harps, I managed Swilly Rovers for a time, and we got to the final of the FAI Intermediate Cup, and we qualified. We won a game in the FAI Senior Cup. But Eddie was tremendously helpful to me, because when we qualified for the FAI Senior Cup, I was trying to get bring in players, sign players, so you could compete effectively at that level. And he was tremendously helpful to me, because he had such fantastic contacts, Kenny, you know, and he was able to, you know, and he was really, he was into football. You know, he was, I must say this about him, he was a great worker for charity, and he would arrange sometimes football matches to raise money for various charities, and he had these fantastic connections. And on one occasion, I've been searching for, but I can't find the program. I used to have it. He brought a team. There was a Legends match in Buncrana, and the lineup of the players from was quite fantastic, particularly from former players like Trevor Ford, who played for Wales. I can remember that name was in it, and other guys. Eddie had fantastic connections, and he did a tremendous amount of work for charity. And one of the ways he did that was he sometimes arranged these football matches in which he would bring great stars, particularly stars from the past, and they brought great crowds to places like McGinn Park and Buncrana.
He had not just sports names. He had, as I was reading it there, Bert Trautmann of Manchester City, the German international. He had a 17-year-old called Pat Jennings at that time, and he had right. Tommy Steele, who was of course in show business, and Eamon Andrews. So he had all those type of people. I was reading.
He had just unbelievable contacts, and he was so well known. And he had that ability to, you know, and I think the stuff he organized, it was well organized. There was nothing slapdashery about it, Kenny. It was done efficiently, professionally. And, you know, and if Eddie, and in most cases, the people he said who were going to appear in the match, if you went to the football match, you saw 90% of the people, where sometimes you get, in those days you would hear that X and Y was playing and then they wouldn't be there at all. But that was not the case with Eddie. Eddie ran it hugely efficiently, did very, very well. And of course, in that world, there was, I mean, as you've just touched on it there, he was more than just a football man, because he managed show bands. He managed the barristers and the bankers in that great show band era. He was he was in the midst of that, and also, if you, going back to that, certainly when I was a young man, there was Vernon's football coupons, and we used to do the pools, hoping we would become
wealthy.
That's right, become wealthy overnight, Kenny. But Eddie was an agent for Vernon's, and he ran that very successfully for a long, long number of years. But, as I say, he had the show bands, they managed the barristers and the bankers. And, you know, he also helped to arrange things like the heats in the northwest of the Miss Ireland competition. Eddie organized that. He organized boxing tournaments. He had a lot of ability. He was, as I say, he was well known. And he was a special man in terms of producing that sort of entertainment for people here in particularly in Derry and sometimes in Donegal.
Yeah, a bit of everything. Yeah, I was seeing 4 decades in show business, but in the soccer field, like if he was starting with a distillery, I think it was at 14, and you're watching football probably into his 90s. You know, it's amazing span the people and players that you could have seen and talked about.
I don't think you could meet one who had as many contacts, who, as you say, stayed in the game so long, who was so respected in the game for and people, you know, if you were looking for someone, I mean, as I was saying in that FAA Intermediate Cup run when a good few years ago, Eddie helped me get players because he had that sort of contacts.
Yeah.
And he was a quite amazing man, actually, and he made a huge contribution, I would have thought, particularly to all forms of entertainment, whether it was sport, whether it was music in the dance band scene. He made a huge contribution to life, across the Northwest for people here. I thought he was a pretty special man and a genial man, as you said at the outset of this interview, and one that most people got on pretty well with, you know.
Yeah, and he passed on some of his trademarks to his sons, I suppose, Sean, anti-management in football and coaching, and Eamon, a journalist, and he's the main man up here in the golf club in Letterkenny, the PRO, so he passed on some of his attributes to them.
He did. I mean, Sean, I mean, I knew Sean particularly well because, again, when I was managing Swally Rovers, Sean was in my team, and he played up front, and he scored a lot of goals in one at Donegal competition. Can't remember when it was, but he played up front, and he scored goals, and Sean was a pretty decent player, and has gone on to be a significant coach. He's got a football academy and a man much involved in football. But he was quite a decent player as well. In fact, I think Sean had been at Manchester United for a time. And I think possibly Middlesbrough, not 100% certain about that, but he certainly was, as you say, he was also much involved in football and played at a particularly decent level, played for the Oxford United Stars team in Derry, managed Kildare, I think, when they won the Ulster Senior League. So, Sean followed on in his father's footsteps, you know.
We had many problems with him in our day, Richie. Called half a fan of United.
That's right. You would have clashed with his management of Kildare, and in fact, I think they did win an Ulster Senior League.
Yeah, they did. Well, Richie, that's great. Thanks for joining us today, but it's just on ending up. It was a sad note that Eddie passed away, but he left a lot of memories and things items behind him that people will remember.
I think that's a fair point he left, and he created a lot of enjoyment for a lot of us, and particularly people in the football world. They would have, they would thank him for many, many things. But and it's nice to get the opportunity to talk about him as well, and nice to hear from you as well, Kenny. So since we come from roughly the same part of the world, don't we?
That's it, Richie, former youth manager. He put me through my traits. But anyway, thanks very much for joining us, Richie.
Thank you very much. That's